All righty. Well, today is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. I'm Ann Strong. We are here in the Strong From Within Transformation Forum, and today we are talking about Module 1, which happens to be the pre-forum self-assessment. And I got homework from peeps who are not here today, and I may refer to that, and then we'll go from there. And before we get started, let's move into our opening and the poem, maybe prayer. This might be a prayer. For the opening is from the new book, Strong From Within, and it's called Settling Down. And Diane, just so you know, I tend to pick these intuitively, and I did pick this one intuitively today. And they always tickle me because it's like, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what I needed. I hope it's what you guys need. So here we go. Settling down. Less thoughts, deeper breaths. Less contraction, greater expansion. Less restriction, more freedom. Less figuring out who to be or how to be. And actually being. Less judgment, expanding openness, less agitation, bigger love, less all over the place, more present, less concerns, many blessings, less in my head, more in my body, less me, more divine me. So why don't we just actually talk about the pre-assessment in the conceptual sense. Gina, have you actually looked at it?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done? You're hilarious. Great.
Oh, it is. It's here. It's right in front of me.
Of course it is. So,
well,
what would you...
if I would have emailed it to you right now, you wouldn't have gotten it. So it's, you know, there you go.
I totally understand. So why don't you share with us an aha or what you're noticing overall or what particularly annoyed you, what particularly tickled you?
Let's see here. I think I was a little harsh on myself. I felt like in the beginning I had like a lot of ones and twos, and I was like, well, hold on here. I don't know if that's really true. So I feel like I've got a lot of ones and twos and threes and a lot of eights, nines, and tens. And that felt a little humorous to me. And we've talked about this before, and I think I got a little triggered, and I can't remember why, and it didn't trigger me today, so that was interesting, too, to witness. Like, I wanted to add a bunch of stuff last time, and I couldn't remember why or what, and so that made me fun. That made me giggle.
You mean for the ones at the end where you add in your own, you couldn't remember what of your own you wanted to add in?
Well, I was thinking that last time we talked about this, I wanted to really personalize this and be like, well, there isn't a place for me to use my oils, and where's my self-pleasure practice, and where's my bath time, and I think I was wanting to make it really, really just catered to me.
Sure.
And as I did it again, I didn't have that thought process at all. So I don't know if the conversation last time took me to that, but yeah, I just noticed that.
Well, it's funny because I did hear you when you said that. So I did my own today, which I thought was funny. I hadn't done it before. So I thought, well, what the heck? I'm asking you guys to do this. I need to do it. And I added to myself because of you. So, Diane, what you might want to know about, a couple of things relating to this about Gina and her in my life. We both have empathy in our top five strengths, and Gina just rocks empathy. She loves it. She's good at it. She's unattached, and I'm a mess. I feel everything. I don't know what to do with it. I stay away from people so I won't feel. So what I put on my list, which is not on here, and of course I wrote this, so you know, this, I thought this was my complete list, but I put daily self-protection ritual. So
nice.
Thank you, Gina. I also put self-pleasure. Thank you, Gina.
Nice.
Right? And I don't know if you inspired this one or not, but the only other thing I added was coming from my core rather than what I think others want. So that's probably empathy related too, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's
or
an interesting one. Or just being solid and being in alignment, being solid in the truth of who you are.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a combination of, you know, empathy and living from the divine, and it's strong from within. I mean, to me, that's the embodiment of strong from within.
Cool. Yeah.
So,
Diane, how about you? What observations, ahas, annoyances came up for you?
Well, I felt like I feel pretty good about myself in general. Like, I did a lot of 10s and 8s. And I had some middles, so I didn't have too many of the really low ones, except I know it's the stuff I'm really working on right now. And I actually had more trouble with that page, too, coming up with my own. I think I got garbled in that, and so I didn't stay from a big vision. I got caught in my details of my dailies right now, but so I don't know. It was good, but I felt pretty, like, I'm pretty good at things I want to be good at. But I wasn't too hard on myself, I guess.
I agree. Looking at yours, of all of the ones I got, yours was the kindest to yourself. And what I noticed universally is, where people tended to dip a lot, myself included, was speaking kindly to ourselves and refraining from judging ourselves. That was the only thing that was universal. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Gina, I haven't seen yours. What do yours look like?
Yeah, that's funny. I had 5s and 6s in those. Those were some of the ones where I actually was, I feel like I do fairly well. Yeah, you know, I don't know. That was an even one for me. Sometimes I have really horrible days, and sometimes I have really great days, and so to me they kind of even themselves out. So I feel like I'm probably better than most in that area. Mine was really about my body. It was my low sides are my temple, treating my temple as a divine being, you know, eating well, exercising enough. That kind of stuff is where mine definitely were down. And then my purpose and my why, which, like, I feel like I totally know, but then I get into this would be a beating myself up space for me, is that I don't know my why, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So those were all really low for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that reflected too, and then my work, my business, fits my purpose, my strengths, my, you know, like, that all reflected the whole knowing my why. So, yeah.
Well, Diane touched on a really good point that I didn't mention at the time, but you're kind of circling back to it, Gina. Something that's really important to then notice once you do all this assessment is determining then if it's important to you, because there may be things on here that you answered 3, 7, or 10, but it doesn't really matter to you. And so, again, going back to making it very personal, just looking at, is this important to me? And may or may not be.
That's kind of an interesting, since this is your list, right?
Yeah, but it's my list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's my best. You can see areas in here, you know, the whole thing about getting outside, the whole spiritual component, the body component, the how we talk to ourselves component, the values and strengths, the how we are in our work. And I really thought about, well, what about relationships, both business and personal, because they're so crucial to our well-being. And they seemed a little bit outside strong from within. But I noticed Haley added it to hers. She just added something really simple about that. How did she put it? Really nicely. I attract relationships that are healthy and positive to me. And I thought, well, of course, you're going to be weaker if you're attracting a bunch of nutballs and thinking, what's that about and how am I supposed to deal with that? So it's kind of like this is organic. It's not a one-time deal. And mm-hmm. what's important to us now may shift a little. You know, like for a while that why thing was so important to me, and now it's not anything I pay a ton of attention to, but the work I did around it still feels true. So it's like, okay, I know my big why, but sometimes it's still important to know why for projects, and I don't tend to focus on it a lot, really. And some people do for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I like this as I like this just as like a meter, you know, to come back to in a
mm-hmm.
a month or a couple of months, just to see how I'm feeling at that space. Although, you know, it's going to be the dead of winter, so I'm pretty sure I get outside most days. It's still going to be a one.
Not if you're near me.
Just saying. Yeah.
I think I'm the only person on the planet, Diane, who likes to go out more in the winter than the summer.
Oh, wow. If it's more, that is amazing. But I can share right now, when I think of you all the time when I'm walking in the park, because long ago you told me to pay attention to the shapes of trees.
Oh,
without their leaves,
like
it is remarkable and amazing. So I enjoy winter walking more because of that.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that's so great. Anne, will you post on our group the magic tree by the little itty-bitty lake house that you
yes.
captured a couple years ago? My tree that we can't find again that you had that one day you did that walk?
The one where it was a blizzard and there's a bench underneath it?
Yeah, but we tried to go find the tree, and we
yes.
never could find that tree again. Yeah,
this is a full-grown tree, Diane, you know, one that's like 40, 50 years old, and it's along Sloan Lake.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, is it that one, or is it that one? And, oh, my goodness, it's, yeah, I will post that. Thank you for asking, Gina. You just, look at you guys. You talk about trees, and I come to life.
That's right.
That is the one hard thing, Diane, about living in New Mexico. There's not quite enough deciduous trees for me. And, of course, I knew that coming in. You know, that's kind of the nature of New Mexico.
Yeah, I actually hadn't thought of that, but you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, what can you do? Plenty
well,
in Colorado.
I was going to say, you come back here, I'm sure. You can
yes.
visit.
Yes, and I have many tree friends in many of the parks. So, yeah. So I think one of the things I found most interesting is what people added to theirs. And I guess that's me always looking for what makes each of you guys unique. So, Gina, you must have inspired Janet, too, because she added, I'm using my oils with intention every day.
Nice.
And she added, I know my boundaries and speak my truth. I'm like, wow, that's a really good one. She added, I'm spending 30 minutes continuing my education each day, which, of course, with all those thinking strengths, I was shocked it was only 30 minutes.
Well, that must be boundaries, right? Like she's really trying to nourish input but not be on the computer, you know, because she's got to get some shit done. So I get
there
that.
There you go. Diane, you can probably relate. If you had adding to your continuing education each day, what time frame would you add?
Oh, gosh. It's all day long. I don't have boundaries on that, and I need to because it kills all my time. Yeah.
But it sounds like you must have a bunch of strategic at the top also. I mean, I don't, believe me, but you must as well as Janet.
I don't have strategic, I don't think. No, I don't.
Well, what Gina's referring to is that's – Gallup is super confusing because they call the whole category strategic thinking,
Then
there's an actual strength called strategic. So you, Diane, have learner and intellection that are both strategic thinking strengths, and I've just started calling them thinking strengths to not be confusing about it.
I'll start doing that too.
What's that?
I didn't say anything.
Gina, what did you say?
I said that's wise. I'll start doing that also.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure, Diane, with your learner and intellection, of course you could spend lots and lots of time in that, but I would think your maximizer achiever then would want to get going and get the stuff done, so you might have a little bit of internal struggle.
Well, I think those struggles came out in all those ones I added.
Oh, okay. So let's go back to
those. I have
lots. Do you want to share them? Do you want me to share them? Do you want to just share some of them?
Well, I don't know if I was actually answering them correctly, or like what. Like I said, I wasn't talking about kind of the purest. I just was. I sound like it now. I was just conflicted about it.
There's
about
no wrong.
What specifically? Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll pick one that I said. I said I'm really good at this. I'm conflicted about working for income and versus the consequences if I can't find my ideal work. Like, I just am constantly trying to balance those two. And maybe it is just strategic because I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do both.
Could you repeat it? I didn't understand.
I don't know if Anne, I don't know if it's even on if it's right for the topic.
Oh, definitely, absolutely, because it's an important. If you're having an internal struggle all the time, you're not as strong from within as you could be, and you're talking about your work. So yeah, it's perfect.
So it is okay. Yeah. So, Gina, I just said I put that I'm number 10 on being conflicted about working for income and the consequences if that work is not my ideal.
So I think the thing you might be confused about is all of the other ones are stated in the positive, and so you gave yourself a 10, but if you stated this in the positive, I have no internal conflict about working for income and know that, of course, there aren't consequences because I will find the ideal. Do you see that would be the sort of the opposite of it?
Yes, then I would give myself a 1.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I even twisted my answer, didn't I?
Yes, but that's fine. That's
that's right.
So ideally, it sounds like what you're saying is for you to be strong from within, it would be wonderful to work for income and have it ideally suit you. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I have always been that way. And it comes in different forms. It comes like through my life of different career changes. That has always been extremely important. And I just came out of an experience where I did not have the good feeling, the ideal, and it's so freshly miserable to me that I'm more scared.
And that makes sense.
Did you leave because it was so miserable?
Well, I got lucky and the business ended, but I had I did promise myself that I would leave, but I didn't end up having to because it happened for me, which was very nice.
Isn't that funny how the divine, like, just scoots you on when you need to? So what I'm hearing you say is that you were not fully living from that space of strong from within because you were not doing your ideal work and what was happening was you were having all this internal conflict. Like you were not a happy girl.
Exactly. And I actually still felt very strong within. I was very in tune with what was wrong and why this wasn't working. And yet I felt like I had to be there to keep the income.
Yeah.
So that was, it's just my nightmare conflict. I hate it because I'm so clear on what I like.
So, you know, Diane, you wrote another one that kind of addresses that. What did you say about your creative self, like you were going to give? Oh, here it is. Not worrying about money coming in is worth trying for a while to see what happens when you do your artistic work, right?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay. How did I say that? Believe not. Yeah, like I know in my intellect that you're supposed to know that the money will follow if you do all your perfect things, but I've been working on that for a long time and it's still difficult. So I'm low on that one. I have trouble believing it.
Yeah. Well, and your language is pretty strong. I can't remember all the words you used, but what wasn't the most recent one, nightmare?
Yeah, I have used that, yes.
Okay, well, you know, maybe just look for a little teeny bit of evidence here and there that it's happening, because when Diane and I met Gina, she owned a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful fabric store that you just want to take a nap in and never leave in Cherry Creek. And there were times you were making money?
Yes.
So the way you're talking, it doesn't sound like that, right? And
well,
I
was closer to balance than I have ever been since.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. But you
as
know it's
you,
possible.
Yes. Although, as you recall, I was still really struggling with it being enough because I still wasn't making all the bills, but I was making money. I did do good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it went for 20 years, so it was pretty
good. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think a big growth step for you would be to notice your language and see if it's true and just give yourself as much space as you can around, you have that experience in your bones. So how can you find it with the next artistic endeavor?
Yeah, that would be nice to get my head more in that thinking.
Yeah. And it start, you know, for all of us, it starts with our head.
I know. And the words are crazy. We are hard on ourselves with words, for sure.
Yeah, and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Does it feel like there's anything more around that you want us to explore right now?
We could probably talk about it for 9 months or whatever, however long. Oh, is anyone there?
What's that?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh.
So did you hear my question, or do you want me to ask it again?
Ask it again.
Okay. So you said we could do it for 9 months, and so then I asked you if there was a small piece of it you thought you might want us to look at right now.
Ah, okay. I did not hear that.
Wow.
I don't know. Let me think about that. It's kind of this is all rushing on me right now, so I'm not sure where I want to focus.
Okay.
Maybe getting focused.
I hear you,
take
right?
Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're doing that, who else just joined us?
It's Janet.
Hello, Janet.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Hello.
We were just talking about you, so you figured you better show up, huh?
Maybe, yeah.
I was sharing all the additional ones people added and loving yours. So back to you, Diane. What's your sense of it?
Of how to break it down is what you're saying?
Well, is there another small piece of it that we could shift a little bit for you around it?
No, it's not coming to me. I'm not sure.
And you know what? That's fine. We've talked about that with intellection. I know intellection does not like to be put on the spot. And, you know, a couple hours from now or when you wake up in the morning, you'll be like, I know what it is. So then write it down.
Okay.
We'll get back to it.
That is a category, a consequence of intellection.
Well, you know, it's interesting because all strengths have consequences, and there's also a beautiful thing about reflecting on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many of the quote-unquote consequences also have value. So, yeah, it's an interesting thing, and it's just good to know. You know, trying to insist you do something now is silly when me and Gina are activators, and you too, Janet, right? Where's the activator for you?
Me?
You, yes.
It is. 3 or 4.
Yeah. So see, all three of us would come up with stuff instantly. Gina, you got something you've been dying to say about this?
I got plenty, but you know, we're good.
Okay. So did we talk about everybody's additional ones? We were talking about Diane's. I shared. Oh, Haley. I wanted to share one of Haley's that I just thought was so wonderful. Haley had shared the I attract relationships that are healthy and positive to me. But the one that I loved, which I wished I'd written myself, and now I'll just add it to it, is I know my innate worth. I was like, oh, that feels good.
That's kind of related to the why or something. That's nice.
Yeah. I don't see it as related to the why. I see it as because I breathe, I'm intrinsically valuable, and I know that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's badass.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What comes up for you, Janet, around knowing your innate worth? What does that mean to you?
There was something, I don't know, sometime when I was coaching with you or something, that I'd done one of my little drawings, and it was when I am breathing, I am worthy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that takes away all the question of worthiness, huh? You made one of those little pictures of it?
Yeah.
Oh, if you can find it, will you post it in the group?
Yeah.
Cool. Haley would love that. Haley's an artist also. She does three-dimensional, like, puppet stuff and stuff for horror movies and, you know, whenever you need really interesting three-dimensional stuff.
Cool.
Like
awesome.
What was the question?
Does she do costumes? Or
not costumes, no, like shaped and formed, like she'll have to tell us when she's here. I don't even know how she makes them. So almost like maybe they would use it in animated stuff, or she's made some puppets for kids' puppet shows, but they're not two-dimensional, they're three-dimensional. But they're not, you don't put them on, they're rigid.
I see.
Yeah, how's that for a great explanation? We'll let Haley explain it when she's here. She's working today doing that. So, yay, you know, if you got to do your love, you got to do your love.
I have this really cool vision of, like, eyeballs and
yes,
anatomical hearts and, like, cool bloody things and
yep,
stuff. It's horror show. Yeah, wow, I'm so stoked to get to know her. That sounds awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else? For any of you all, Janet, especially since you just joined us, was there anything, go ahead and put you on the spot since you just joined us, was there anything that jumped out for you, or one of the things we were talking about before you got here was some of these you might think it doesn't really matter, like you don't really care whether your number is a 3 or a 7 or a 9 because the thing isn't that important to you?
Well, I think my achiever kicked in because I was really upset that I had so many low numbers. Whether I think I cared, whether I cared about it or not, I was like, dang it, those are too low.
Oh, turns out you do.
I might care, I don't know what I care about, but. I mean, there's some that, I feel like I thought that I was doing pretty good at, but then when I really kind of sat and thought about it, I was like, no, not really.
Mm.
You know, some days I do, some days I don't, but some of them were more I don't anymore than I did every day, that I used to do every day.
Yeah. Well, and the whole point of this is less about categorizing or being so definitive about a particular number and much more about awareness. So kind of like what we were talking, Diane, with yours that you wrote in, that if that's what's important to you and you want to be a little bit more available to being stronger with it, then you have to remember to have some focus on it.
Uh-huh.
And so I like that. Like, some of these are completely automatic for me. I get outside most days. Yes, I do. The one about that I wrote in about putting a self-protection in place, I forget all the time, and it's shocking because then my energy drops and I know I haven't done it. And it's like, wow, I'm still not doing that. Okay, wow, I really still need to be doing that. Okay. So certainly not about any kind of self-judgment, obviously, since I shared with you earlier that was low for most people. But with an idea of, oh, this is how to better tend this beloved known as me. So anything about anything else from any of you before we close?
I guess I would like for myself to go back on and rethink how I wrote those. And I like that you said to turn it, to make the statement differently.
Yeah, so that when you have a 10, you love it. And so
yeah.
That one we worked with, you had it reversed. And see if you can pare down the wording a little, because I think that helps it. I think that's where you were getting confused. You know, if you could just take out a third of the words maybe. And on some of them, you might not be able to.
Right. No,
why
but that's...
Why do you giggle?
Yeah, because I can't tell you how much I've heard that all my life.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay.
I am a detail-wordy thinker, I guess, and so I'm used to hearing that, and I would like to still work on that. So.
Sure. Put your maximizer in charge of that.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I totally need to do that, and that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, and, it's curious because if it's fundamentally who you are, it's not like we're going to try and beat that out of you, but it sounds like it wasn't serving you very well because it was hard for you to even understand what you were getting at. So keep narrowing it down. So, yeah, if you want to work on those ones and then before we meet next time, send them in again, that would be wonderful for a before and after.
Okay, yeah, that could be kind of challenging.
Yeah,
My achiever would like that.
Good, good. Then you go for it.
You can also reach out on the Facebook group because I'm sure there's quite a few of us who'd be more than happy to give you input or ideas of how to rearrange the words.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that Facebook would be a good tool.
Thank you,
only
Dina.
If that's okay with Anne.
Oh, you know me. Everything with Facebook's okay if I don't have to do it. So if you come up with the idea and Diane likes it, that just pleases me, get the value. And, of course, I was thinking, how do we how would we help? And, you know, Facebook is the last place I go. And Diane, you need to know the backstory. Gina tried to get me to do a Facebook group forever, and I'm like, no, 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 no. And I now do get the value, and I like Facebook groups a lot more than I like general Facebook, because it is a great place where we gather with the same interest, in this case, Strong From Within, and then we share our ideas, and I really do get it. But I don't naturally think that way. So, Gina, thank you once again for that.
Well, and I would agree. I'm just a real baby on Facebook. I don't like it, and I know it has good value, but I haven't embraced it either. So this might also be good for me in that respect.
Well, let's see if a little ways down the road, Gina won't have changed your opinion too.
I was like, you guys, just come play with me at the playground. It's fine. You'll be fine.
I like the idea of a private group much better.
Yes.
I think the other, yes. What makes me crazy, I just don't want to be, you know, I don't know. Maybe I need more of a box.
It feels, me too, actually. It feels fundamentally better to me, Diane, to have the container.
Yeah, and yet I understand the value of the big. I do, like in my other writing, I want to, you know, expand the audience, but something private about me kicks in, and I feel too private.
Yeah, and that's okay. And I think that's a piece of intellection also, you know, sort of just wanting to be alone with your thoughts and not have people messing with you. And so, you know, if you put all your thoughts on Facebook, you're not alone with them.
Exactly.
And I would just see, like, this whole thing to take you deeper, just as curiosity and not for us to talk about right now, but for you just to ponder is, are you afraid of being seen? Because I want to know you. I want to see you. I want to know what that beautiful brain inside of you is thinking. And it seems like this could be a thing with intellect, but when Anne put you on the spot, and we was like, what else can we dig into, Diane? And you were like, no, 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 no. So there's this, for me, an invitation to say, come closer. Like, let us see you. Let us know you. And that's what this group is about, is really honoring each other exactly as we are in all the spaces. So I want to see you, my dear.
Thank you. Yes, I think there's a lot of that going on. There's something. And yet I'm kind of ironic because I was in retail for so long, and I wrote some pretty private things to my audience. So I've been out there, but it's new people that I don't know as well that I feel that way.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
so that's good. Yeah.
In fairness, Gina, have you always been a Facebook evangelist?
Let's see. No, I would say probably the very, very beginning, someone had to twist my arm also to join.
Okay.
I have been fairly open, and then I worked with some mentors where I was actually, it was the practice that I needed to be absolute, probably more than 100% transparent. And so, yeah, my life with Facebook has definitely changed a lot over the years. But I'm also that, like, you know, I like to be the center of attention a lot. We're all different, right? I work with on intimacy, and I help. There's so many people out there actually that are afraid to be seen. I mean, and I have that too. Even though sometimes I want to be the center of attention, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, this is too much. So I get it. I also just want to, you know, just honor everyone, and I just want everyone to feel safe, and that's what I like to do. So
safe,
yeah.
And seen.
Safe and seen.
Yep.
Safe and seen. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
That is nice. Yeah, because then those go together very nicely.
Well, and Anne, doesn't that bring up the introvert when people are 50-50? And that's, I mean, I think you said you are, or I am, or some. I know I am.
Both of us, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can put on both hats.
Yeah.
And I do wear both hats all the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, meaning one at a time. I mean, I get all an introvert, and then I can do all extrovert.
Sure.
And Facebook cuts in there somewhere.
Yeah, Facebook, it's like it would seem like extroverts would be more drawn to it, but at the same time, it might help an introvert come out a little. So I don't know if it's fundamentally that way. Janet, what's your experience?
Well, I always think that I'm like 70-30 extrovert, 70-30 introvert, and I can still do be hiding all the time or something too and not like it. And I kind of like, you know, every once in a while I come out and let everybody see me on Facebook and stuff. I feel like I'm better in person than on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
I'm not sure why.
Well, in writing, and Facebook is a way of being introverted, so you don't have to be in person.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably depends on how you use it, too, because if you just post things you write or you share quotes from other people, that's one thing. And if you share tons of pictures of yourself, that's another. If you share tons of pictures of you and your many, many friends, that's a whole other thing. So, you know, really it's a tool, but it is interesting. There seems to be a few ways people primarily use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally agree with that. And here's the really interesting thing, going back to today's subject, which is our pre-assessment. If we look at this thing about not just how we talk about ourselves and how we talk to ourselves about ourselves and judge ourselves, I feel like often Facebook is a really open place to get judged.
Yeah, for sure.
And so there's, you know, maybe there's this, there's a fear, you know, like if we're judgmental against ourselves or we're judgers ourselves, maybe there's this fear of putting ourselves out there that we're going to get judged. And that just goes into the whole space of being seen. And then to me, that really goes to the core of being strong from within. And can I own absolutely 100% of who I am, you know, and not
regardless.
Really... I'm not really give a fuck what someone says about me. And to me, that's part of, I guess, next week's thing about what is strong from within for me. And it definitely is being unapologetic and living from a space of not caring about the judgment that I receive for my choices that I make.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing that back. I hadn't even caught that is one of my biggest fears about Facebook. I don't want to put myself out in front of the whole world to be judged. And yet, of course, whoever's judging me, it's more about them than me. But then that also says if I'm even thinking about that, I'm certainly capable of judging people. And it does seem like a forum just set up for that. But it doesn't have to be. So it goes right back to all of us. That's the only place in our whole self-assessment where we all seem to score ourselves lower. So just interesting to notice, and thanks for tying it back to Facebook.
Yeah.
I really see that.
Proving.
Yeah. All right, let's close. We have a very short closing for today, probably my personal favorite. It's out of the Thriving Workbook, and it's called Flourishing. Clear mind, open heart, strong body, radiant spirit. So thank you guys. And next week we will be doing, as Gina mentioned, the what and why worksheet. So send that in the day before and we'll meet same place, same time next week.
Okay. Thank you. Nice to meet everybody.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.
Bye.